The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What does Monument Grills, Crescent Tools, Home Depot, Serta, and Fly Bar, known as the original Pogo Stick Company, and many other companies just like them have in common? Ringo Fire, the fifth fastest growing ad agency in the world and West Greenville's very own success story. I'm so proud of these guys. This Greenville company has started as an idea with a couple of guys and has grown so tremendously in the past few years. On our guest line is founder and CEO of Ringo Fire, my friend Brian Stearns. Welcome. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am wonderful. Wow. Adweek says you guys are the fifth fastest growing agency, and I can say I knew you when.
It's a bit overwhelming. It's 2 years in a row now. You know, we started as a team of two just 5 years ago, and now we've got 60 employees here in the West Village of Greenville. It's pretty awesome.
Wow. And let's take a minute, Brian, before we get into some of the things you guys are doing and talk about how you started. Talk about your journey along the way, and you've now ended up in a renovated former textile facility in West Greenville.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. You know, it was a class assignment. You know, this business was a homework project. I went back to school to Clemson to get an MBA. I worked about 10 years at TTI, which is Ryobi Power Tools, and decided to go back to school to kind of get some further education. And we were assigned to build a business model. So I, you know, kind of concepted an agency or a, you know, support firm for home improvement and hardware brands, and named it Ringo Fire. And, you know, 2017, we kicked it off and started downtown and picked up a couple of brands at Lowe's and Home Depot and have really taken off ever since, all due to the, you know, team success. And today we're out in the West Village of Greenville at the old Southern Weaving location, which was a 100-year-old mill that manufactured seatbelts for the Ford Motor Company. So it's really cool to be out here right now.
Yeah, and what a great job you guys have done in renovating that for office space and studio space, and it's just wonderful. And you mentioned your how you work with hardware and home improvement industry. You also do a lot of other things with other businesses. I know you've helped me over the years with our nonprofit Gallagher's Heroes, our Fallen Officer Fund, and the First Responder Bibles. But you got a special project. This week is special to you guys because you're going to have people coming from all around the country for what you call the Hardware Huddle. Talk with us about that.
Yeah, you know, big brands are great, but local is also what's really important. So, you know, Ringo Fire supports a number of brands at Lowe's and Home Depot, you know, brands like Husky and A.O. Smith and Stanley and Ryobi and the tools you guys have heard of. And here locally, we're supporting a number of merchants on Main Street and local entrepreneurs and coffee shops and restaurants. But this week especially is pretty cool. We're hosting an event called the Hardware Huddle. And it's our take on like a modern day trade show where we bring in all these influencers and all these media, and, you know, everybody from, you know, BuzzFeed, the Wall Street Journal, This Old House, Pro Tool Reviews, and then a number of contractors and carpenters and you name it. We're bringing them here to Greenville. We'll have about 200 people on campus today, and we're kicking this thing off tonight and tomorrow. These like media and influencer partners will get like firsthand tool demos. Like they'll get to do hands-on. They'll be the first to see some of these new products that are launching at Lowe's and Home Depot. And we're doing it right here in Greenville. And I'm super proud of that.
Wow. And what fun that's going to be. And I am just so sorry that I'm going to miss it. As you know, you and I talked about me, doing the show from over there, tomorrow. Yeah. Because of some travel, I'm having to leave tonight rather than tomorrow. Please promise me that you'll invite me next year, the next time you do this, because this is so much fun. I mean, you're going to have influencers there, media personalities representing over 10 million social media followers, like on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I mean, this is a big thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool for the upstate. When you combine all the followers of these influencers that were flying in, it really is over 10 million. And they're going live, they're broadcasting, they're doing stories and reels and all these things in real time to show off these new products and these new tools right here from Greenville. So, yeah, Joey, we're thinking about doing like a holiday huddle this fall. So we'll get you there for sure.
All right. Well, please do give me a rain check, because I would have loved to have been there had my travel not changed on me. And we're yep. talking about the tools too, and your community involvement. Let me thank you. You recently provided some various tools that I was able to give to Crime Stoppers of Greenville. They had their golf tournament on Friday, and they were a big hit. Some of the tools that you passed on that they were able to use in their silent auction and everything. And so let me thank you on behalf of Crime Stoppers, because you helped raise money for the reward fund that takes some bad guys off the street. So thank you for that.
No, we appreciate it. You know, we have the pleasure of representing a number of like hand tool and power tool brands at Lowe's and Home Depot. And, you know, when we went through the pandemic, everybody started like repairing and upfitting and DIYing around the house. So a lot of our categories have really just taken off, and it's been fun to kind of host all that right here from Greenville.
Yeah. If you're listening this morning and your business could use some help, go to ringofire.com and reach out to these guys, because they really do a great job for you. And you've also, I can't let you go, Brian, without talking about your newest venture, because yes, you do represent some of the big guys. You work with Lowe's and Home Depot and some of these national brands. But you've kind of felt the need and the calling to get back to your roots, and that's kind of working with these small businesses, the Main Street businesses. And so your newest venture is Campfire. And I love that whole concept of you kind of going back to your roots and helping these small businesses. Talk with us a minute about Campfire.
Yeah, you know, a Campfire is like it's the taste of Ringo with the budget of local. And, you know, a lot of people are kind of coming out, again, of the pandemic, and there's so much new business coming here to Greenville. It's such an entrepreneurial startup town. And we recognize the fact that there's a lot of, you know, small businesses, coffee shops, breweries, laundromats, attorneys, people that had, a small budget, but still wanted to have some support and some help to really amplify what they're doing here in the community. So, you know, we're a Greenville-based company, and we're servicing national and global brands, but we wanted to give back to Greenville. So we started Campfire, and it really is predominantly here to help the local merchants on Main Street, the startups, the entrepreneurs, the innovators that are in town that need that extra little boost, that have a smaller budget. And so that's the Campfire model.
Yep, and what a great idea. Brian, again, I'm just so proud of you guys. You got a great team over there. I've enjoyed working with Ringo Fire over the years, and I just love what you do in the community too. And I'm proud to call you a friend, and I look forward to maybe in the fall, if you do the holiday yeah. huddle, to being there. But my best to you. I know you guys will, it'll be a lot of hard work over the next couple of days, but a lot of fun as well. And congratulations again on the great success of Ringo Fire.
Thanks, Joey. We're big fans of yours, and everybody can follow along at Hardware Huddle on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. But we appreciate you and all the support you've given our team. So thank you so much.
Yeah, Brian Stearns, have a blessed day. Appreciate you. RingoFire.com. If your business could use a little extra boost, or maybe you reach out to Campfire as well. But what a great group of people at this company, and they really support our community as well.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.